government finalizes payments under cash for work program. And Cameroon separatists are to pause fighting ahead of Pope visit.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
What are details? My name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The first deputy speaker of the National Assembly, Dr. Chisangano's directed Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbo to deliver a ministerial statement on Wednesday regarding the controversial police recruitment process next week. The Zambia Police Service has come under fire following reports of abnormalities in the recruitment exercise. The matter was raised in Parliament by Chawama member of Parliament Brighton Ondwe, who directed a question to Vice President Mutale Nalumango seeking clarity on the recruitment process. In response, the deputy speaker instructed the Minister of Home Affairs through Minister Jack Mwimbo to present a ministerial statement to address the concerns raised.
This seat vacant as instructed by the Constitution, because failure to do that, this particular member of Parliament will continue to enjoy privileges only supposed to be enjoyed.
Apologies for the wrong bite played. Meanwhile, Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Dr. Chisangano, again has reserved ruling on whether Moses Moyo should continue serving as second Deputy Speaker following his decision to join the UPND. This comes after a point of order raised by Nkana, Member of Parliament, Benno Mpundu, questioning whether it is in order for Mr. Moyo to remain in his position despite affecting the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Mr. Moyo, who is a member of Parliament for Luangeni and was elected as an independent, recently joined the UPND, a move that has sparked debate. But first Speaker of the National Assembly has reserved ruling on the matter. Government has announced that it has finalized payments under the Cash for Work program. Ministry of Local Government and Road Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Nicholas Piri, says that all outstanding payments under Phase 1 of the program have been cleared. Mr. Perry states that contrary to a report suggesting that some beneficiaries had not been paid, government had settled the debts in full. He emphasizes that no eligible participant has been left out in the payment process. The Cash for Work program is aimed at providing temporary employment while supporting community development initiatives.
Everybody was paid, but that's, I was just interested to know when that's complete.
Medicines and Access Platform Executive Director Leo Kalioka says that the disease burden across different categories is critical for data-driven planning, budgeting and strategic decision-making in the health sector. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Lioka notes that the Minister of Health National Strategic Plan ends in 2026, making reliable data essential to guide planning for 2027 to 2031 period. He said that the 2024 National Demographic Health Survey, along with nationwide studies conducted by various institutions, can provide valuable information to inform the ministry's upcoming exercise. Mr. Lioka stressed that the data must be renewed regularly because the population dynamics, disease burdens, weather and climate change continuously influence health trends. He was reacting to government's move to conduct a nationwide disease survey on non-communicable diseases. On financing, Mr. Lioka explained that the global funding landscape is shifting with fewer donors supporting national health programs and some donor conditions proving unattainable for the countries like Zambia. He said that Zambia must prioritize healthcare as a matter of national security and begin developing sustainable local health financing mechanisms to reduce reliance on external support. Lioka added that building equitable health service ecosystems and realigning programs and institutions within the sector is necessary to mobilize and use local resources more effectively going forward.
I think it's always important that the disease burden of different categories or classification of diseases is actually known for better planning, to inform budgeting, to inform strategic planning. As you know, that the Ministry of Health, it's a national strategic plan is actually coming to an end in 2026, and there is need for data to inform planning for the period 2027 to 2031. That cover would be important. However, the ministry also could look at information that is already available.
And now, business news.
Economist Calvin Chisanga says that Zambia is likely to experience tight physical space as the country approaches the election period. Mr. Chisanga has noted that being an election year, government expenditure is expected to increase, a situation that could further narrow the physical space. He has since urged the government to strengthen revenue mobilization measures while maintaining strict control on expenditure to improve the country's financial position. Mr. Chisanga also emphasized the need to boost investment in the manufacturing sector, which he says is key to enhancing revenue generation and supporting economic growth.
We don't need to sell more than 6,800 because the market the regional market has got lower prices, and we're not competitive enough as a country. So we need to be competitive if we have to ensure that our maize goes out. Otherwise, we will not sell. And if we don't sell, it's close to disaster. We don't need to keep this maize for long. You get the point. What we need, anything around $342, $350 is okay.
We'll take a break. We'll do have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-190-796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Anglophone separatists in Cameroon have announced a period of safe travel passage and ordered fighting ahead of Pope Leo's visit to the conflict-hit region this week. Leaders of several armed and secessionist groups said the three-day measure was recognition of the profound spiritual importance of the Papal visit, which starts on Wednesday, and the need to safeguard civilian life. In a statement from Unity Alliance, which brings the groups together, they said they would facilitate the movement of those celebrating the visit. The government is yet to comment. A near decade of violence in the English-speaking region has left at least 6,000 dead and many more forced from their homes. Pope Leo is currently in Algeria for a second day as part of his 11-day tour of the continent, in which he will also visit Cameroon, Angola, and Equatorial Guinea. For more on these and the international stories, is a roundup from the BBC.
The International Monetary Fund has warned that the global economy is at risk of recession if the Iran war continues and high energy prices persist. However, the IMF says this will only happen in a worst-case scenario where oil, gas, and food prices spike and remain high for 2 years. Data analysed by the BBC shows 4 Iran-linked ships have passed through the Strait of Hormuz since the United States began blockading Iranian ports on Monday. 2 had left Iranian ports. Italy says it's suspending its long-standing defence agreement with Israel. The Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, said the decision was made in light of the current situation but didn't give details. Health officials in Gaza City say an Israeli airstrike on a police vehicle has killed at least 4 people, including a child. It's unclear how many of the casualties were policemen. The Israeli military has not commented. Reports from Somalia say government forces have killed 27 al-Shabaab militants, including key commanders, in a security operation in the south. It said the operation in the state of Jubaland was backed by airstrikes from international partners.
Now the Millennium Radio Sports News.
Nkana interim coach Elijah Tanas described the club's week 33 fixture against Mines United as a decisive encounter, urging his players to remain confident and fight for maximum points. Nkana play Mines in a week 33 fixture to be held at the Nkana Stadium tomorrow at the backdrop of